with Rills director of football Eddie Morris-Jones after today's 2-1 win against Porth Maddock and the Hughes Grey Alliance. One of those matches which battling performance required from the Lily Whites to claim 3 points today.
Yeah, and definitely towards the end. Porth Maddock have thrown everything in the second half. Take nothing away from them. That's probably one of the best teams we've come up against. And asked a lot of questions of our lads, and they've come up with the answers, to be fair. And done really well, and I think they deserve from the first half performance. I think we've got to learn, and I do mention to the lads week in, week out, we've got to capitalise when we're on top. You know, we're going to get punished sooner or later from not taking these chances, and we're getting in the good areas, and we just need to learn to finish these off.
And particularly as the second half went on, the three defenders at the back, Ben Nash, Max Pete and Rhys Fairhurst, throwing bodies on the line to make blocks and clearances, and good battling performance from the defenders.
Yeah, it was a fighting spirit, and you need that. You need players to willing to get hurt, put their bodies in the firing line, if you like, and they do that, and we know they do that. They're honest boys, and they'll do that for us every week, and it's good to see. And I think collectively out in the whole team, we're getting that sort of commitment, we're getting that fight, that passion off the lads, which is a massive turnaround from the start of the season, which is great because we've got the footballers, and we say it week in, week out, if we match teams' energy and battle and fight and, you know, togetherness, we have the quality to go on and win games. You know, okay, no disrespect to any team that comes here, but we've got quality in all areas, and we should be in the position where we're at.
And kind of looking further forward with the team today, goals again from the two lads up front, Pritchard and Torrance. Good to see the strikers getting amongst the goals last couple of matches.
Yeah, Pritch has been a big miss for us, and to come in the last 2 weeks and to play to level he has, with a slight sort of knock, you know, and we've had to manage him today and bring him off. We're at a game where the way the game is going, you need your big characters, your experienced players like Pritch on the pitch, but we had to make that decision. And Barry, yeah, Barry's been brilliant. We know what we get from him. We get 110% week in, week out. And he gives us that little dimension of the game where, because we can go around to him, we can go over the top, but he's also got the ability where we can go through him. And he's done three or four different jobs today, and he's done everyone to a T, and then he's getting the goal, which we've worked on as well, which is good to see. And then obviously the lads coming on, Ross, the new signings, come on at a very difficult time of the game because Porth Maddock were throwing everything at us, so he was going on and we didn't really see much of the ball, so we probably didn't see the best of Ross, but he'll find his feet in it and he'll grow into the group because he's just a good player, and it's bringing and adding that quality into the middle of the pitch. And with Sam, you know, he nearly went away with one of probably the best debut goals here, and he's going to offer us so much energy going forward, and I'm sure he's going to be a big success here with the goals and with the service in and around him.
In the league now, I think that makes it 10 wins out of the last 11. Mirbos dropping points today. Still plenty to play for over the rest of the season.
Yeah, well, it's Airbus's to lose if you ask anyone. You know, the pressure might come on at times, but they've got quality, and you know, and they started the league on the front foot, you know, winning, was it 14 games, which, you know, you can't take anything away. You've got to give them full credit. We'll just keep plodding along, doing what we want to do. You know, it's going to be a big ask for us to do anything and close that gap. It's all in there. It's all, you know, the ball's in their court, as you say. But yeah, we'll just plod along. We'll keep improving, and that's our goal. You know, if we keep sort of setting goals and hitting them and improving week in, week out, we'll become a good unit, and that's the, you know, the long-term plan.
Cheers, thanks.
Cheers, thank you.